Imagina que todo año me sentía también de donde todo no me voy a dar lo de sentir como no tiene ya todo ya de hecho de también che se año pero con un cuyo el mal de pase donde se embarció
But it's like evolving by those sentient beings, equaling the limits of space, must attain the state of full enlightenment, full Buddhahood, by every means. For this purpose, I shall now listen to the teachings of the sublime Dharma. So please suggest a motivation in such a way, in the same appropriate manner. Regarding to the section of the teachings that we have arrived at, we have come up to a portion about the actual way to take full advantage of the life of leisure opportunity. And within that, we are at the section of regarding training the mind in the stages of the path shared with persons of small capacity. And within that, regarding the section of mindfulness of death, then there are the what we call the three roots, the nine reasons, and the three decisions. Then within the three roots, the first two, the contemplation that death is certain, and contemplation that the time of death is uncertain, these two have been completed. And now we come to the third root, which is the contemplation that the time of death, nothing helps except religious practice. Yes. So then regarding to the contemplation, so we are at page 158, top one, page 158, we talk about the contemplation at time of death, that nothing helps except religious practice, or except the practice of Dharma. So this is divided into the three of the nine reasons, the last three reasons. So firstly, thinking that at time of death, nothing will help friends, one's friends and relatives will not be of any help. One's resources, one's wealth and material resources will not be of any help. And at the end, even the body that one was simultaneously born into with, you know, into this life, even that has to be left behind as well. It will not be of any benefit. Yes. So when we, at the time of death, all the friends, relatives and acquaintances that we have had great love and affection for, whether they the great love and affection for us, and are worried for us, and all these, none of them will be able to be, we can will not bring even a single one to the next life. And one, at that time, that, at the separation, they, due to the separation, the time that they also experience great suffering. Yes. So then the second reason is that one's resources, one's wealth, finances, and so forth, at a time that will not be of any benefit, all of these will be left behind, no matter how many piles of beautiful jewels or immense wealth you may have. And not only that, for the purpose of acquiring this wealth, one has spent one's lifetime creating lots of different, engaging in various forms of negative, non-virtuous actions in order to acquire this wealth, and that karma follows one to the next life. So then, therefore, none of these wealth will be of any benefit, will be left behind. So, no matter how much wealth one has, you know, none of these cannot be brought to the next. None of these can be brought to the next life. However, if you're able to perform acts of generosity with these wealth and resources, and by performing generosity, making extensive offerings, then these virtues, exchange for these material wealth, all these virtues acquired will be able to bring them to the next life. So that Hiramichi says there was one occasion when there was a teacher and a student. So the teacher fell seriously ill and was on the verge of passing near the end of his life. And so he made many extensive offerings of his material wealth in order to accumulate merit. So the Harvard student was disapproved of his teacher's actions and said, you know, don't make so much offerings because I need these wealth that you have, you know. So then the teacher told the students that, you don't worry, you still have the house, you know, you don't need much other than having a shelter, a basic shelter. So the student was displeased and unhappy and said, well, if you want the house, you can take it as well too. Said that to the teacher. So then the teacher then signed the will and then made the house as an offering to the monasteries. So he was able to bring that merit to the next life as well.
So he brought that house to his next life in the sense of the word.
Then, when he was in the house, he was in the house. 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 He was
So even this body of flesh and bones that was simultaneously born of us into this life, so even at the time of death, when one was alive, one had great attachment to one's body, thinking that this is my body, this is my hand, this is my head, and so forth, and pay much attention, you know, cherish the body in great detail, to great extent. However, at the time of death, even this much cherished physical body has to be left behind. Yes.
That then is the only thing that puts up, puts up a kind of thing, you know, and then, chewing got there, no jury. 담보선소가 대탐지적으로 오게 지수는 게, 제 유명한 인도 대제게 영어 롱토로, 롱게 영어 대제 토로, 근데 지금 바로도 롱 지분으로 가야. 근데 인도, 인도다, 덴드지기 두지 용기를, 영화 담당만세, 드레인 용 용기를 삼아서 오노. 드레인 용기를 삼아, 파지 드레인 용 명용을 삼아서 오노. 덴드지에는, 다 덴드지 준비 가오나, 근데 대제가 팬덤에만 있는데 대 가운데 팬네 팬마테 가르쳐서는 주인 맛이래. 인도인다 그런 이제 봐도 조벌 전개된요 주래. 대안한 이제 그런 게 아니 공공적 전개 본인 전개 강가 아니 주인 맛도 매월에.
So when we regardless of how much excellence resources one may have, how much perfections of this life that we may have achieved while we're alive, you know, at the time that all of these will be left behind, you know, these resources will abandon us, and then we will abandon these resources when passing on to the next life, you know, move on to the next world. So not only contemplating in that all these resources, that, you know, that such a time will come whereby we have to abandon the all the belongings of this life and move on to the next life. Not only will such a time come, but such a time might even come today. You know, thinking that there's a great possibility of that happening today itself. Therefore, understanding that all the friends, resources, as well as the body of this life are not will not be of any benefit at the time of death, then searching for what is beneficial to oneself at the time of death. And one comes to the conclusion that only the Dharma practice is beneficial, because the Dharma practice can serve as a refuge from fear. It can be our protector and our defense and support. Yes.
Number ten. And that, can I get in here? Say, number that, Trinsa, Trinsa, that, Kuri Kisono, that Trinsa, Yoro. In the Kanaga say a tela, Redalame, Chigi, Love Japa, Gold Noche. Then on the Candison Arsena, Tandijeva and Penzije, and the Lay Tege, and Pemba to say. That lays up a Jigi Jesus Rone, and the Shin Rogue Race. Take out and the Cherongi Jesus Yunke, give out the Dubamato, Jen, and Yendo. 탐지 제일 넣는 로그레스. 근데 인도에는 대 챔버지라 단단히 주인조 제외선에 고문 나옵니다.
So then following this is the quoting from the letter to Kanishka. So this text itself is a advice of a guru given to a disciple written in the form of a letter. And here within it it says that at the time of death in the time of death, you know, all of one's the karma that has kept one alive in this life from the time of birth, and you know, has been exhausted, and all of the all of one's possessions, body, and friends, relatives, all these are left behind, and what follows with oneself is one's virtues and negative karmas. All these follow oneself to the next life, the rest are completely left behind. So therefore, understanding this, then one should now practice the sublime Dharma. So the karma for this cause of this life to occur gets exhausted at time of death, and then one is connected with a new karma. This new karma then leads one to the next life.
Imarda, shen da ga tam mi di jiang su da mi zhang zuo ge, 공개 용 자부제나 사제에서다 자부나 내 아스요로 내 사제에서 그게 코로나 맹부 근데 제다 제다 좋은 조정어서 저 단단한 자부제 인생 고용 몸보 동조 나동 친보 근데 인도 조바 친보 요래요 옛날에 저 제대로 바르는 로가 되세나 아니 다 양암 통해서 매매는 동선으로 들리지게 나오나 라이 자다가 초성보다 집어 들리지 차네 근데 저는 집어마다 매봐 다 저는 제일 안에 되게 깜나 세다 좀모다 그래 마본다 대지 용개요 말이 고야요 말이 대가 나는 저런 게 맹대요 아니 라로 그래서 근데 이제 주제 거래서 좀 봐.
So then following this Namajan Kapa quotes from Sri Jagan Mitrananda, which is again as mentioned yesterday is the same name for the master Mitradoki. So here it addresses it is a advice given to a king. So it addresses the king as the divine one. As the divine one, so the king is considered to be the divine amongst humans. So in addressing the king here, it says that no matter what fortune that you have gained in this life, when you depart into another life, all these will be left behind. So the king has a lot of material wealth, resources, imperial power, status, you know, all of these riches and perfections of this life, as well as entourages and so forth, all these will be left behind when he passes to the next life. And it says here, as though conquered by an enemy in the desert, you're alone without children or queen. So there, it's as if all the wealth were snatched, you know, overnight by all of one's enemies, and one is left alone without anything to accompany oneself, one's children, one's heirs, successors, you know, one's queens, as well as ministers and generals, friends, clothing, and so forth, all these were left behind. And it says here, even though, even the name, even one even loses one's name at the time of death, you know, so everything else is completely lost. So therefore, one should engage in Dharma practice, exhorting him to engage in Dharma practice.
She will come down, kind of, 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 kind 근데 소소한 시디다 낸데롱 지금 연결해 삼바 아 텐데 제가 있나 아니 메타보 메르 메시비스 하는 거 그래야 삼바
So then, in this way, contemplating the three roots, as well as the nine reasons, using the, such a methods to contemplate on death and permanence, then following this, then meditating on, if you were to meditate on the aspects of death, you know, the process, dying process, and in this way, meditating on the actual dying situation, when this is beneficial to one's practice. So one would, should meditate as if one were in a dying process, that one imagines oneself being struck down by a serious terminal illness that brings oneself closer, very close to the end of one's life. And then one is surrounded by one's relatives, one's servants, and so forth. And these are unable to help us, assist us, even the medicine that has been prescribed by the doctor does not seem to work anymore. Then also the doctor then says that, you know, there's no hope for you really, and also that the relatives around you are afraid, but they tend to say soothing words, you know, saying that you'll get better and so forth. However, so all these then, you know, by natural fact they are very sorrowful. I experience great sorrow and so forth. And so meditating in the death process, similar in such a way, then also imagine how your body vitality gradually decreases and dries up, and you end up similar to like a corpse. You know, so, and so to meditate in such a way till you experience the unbearableness of this life. Yeah, so you meditate as though you were actually experiencing this death process, you know, this dying process. And so meditate in such a way until you feel it's like unbearable, that you find that at the time, you know, at the time of death, one only undergoes the death process alone. You know, all the other things, one's relatives and so forth, are not of any benefit. So then we find that the only benefit at the time of death is only Dharma practice, that there's no other alternative but to practice the Dharma, you know. So one, through meditating in such a way, one gives rise to this melancholic or sorrowful feeling, you know, regards to this point. And then, so then in this way, one would definitely arise the desire to practice the sublime Dharma. So if through such meditation, still one's unable to give rise to such aspiration or desire to practice the Dharma, then one should go by the side of patients, dying, sick patients, and then seeing how they die, you know, the processes of their death and what they go through prior to death, during death, and so forth. In this way, then one will be able to see that just as they go through this process, one day I will be able, you know, one day will be my turn as well. I'll be in such a similar situation as well. So in this, but thinking in such a way, then one would definitely come to experience of this meditations of impermanence.
Ne, jojo pongo kabin zebi ni meta chen korse ya tende yoro. Ta tende namun jevi na ko se wo shira yore.
So jojo pongo kabin Rinpoche had composed the a text to the songs of recollections of impermanence. So in this, if one will be able, within that text is written very clearly all these various meditations of impermanence, and so if one is able to read that, it's extremely beneficial.
Meta 주의 담제 접어 송한 누바세다 근데 송한 누바는 다 매대한 거지 그래봐 레데 잠으로 주의 담제 매바니나 송한 누바 냠내 제왕이나요 주의는 로그야 말해 메다바 주의 담제 매나 다 메다바 주의 담제 요나 근데 칸이 잠으로 최소 마다 노지 마지 나요 데 세트마 펀지오게 동원드 매네 제야제 용요원인데 주의는 로그야 말해
So then, if one remembers impermanence, then one will be able to practice the Dharma. One will be able to inspire to practice the Sublime Dharma. If one does not remember impermanence and death, then one will not practice the Dharma. If even one practices, one will not be able to practice it purely. So therefore, by remembering death and impermanence, then one will be able to seize the mind of attachment towards the appearances or the affairs of this life, and one will be able to enter into Dharma practice in a proper manner. So if one does, and then there's a saying that if one does not remember impermanence, even the Buddha Samaja practice is not profound. But if one remembers impermanence, even refuge practice becomes extremely profound. So here the reason being that if one, the Guhya Samaja is Dandra is supposed to be the king of all Dandras, and so it's said to be extremely profound. But even if one is engaging in such a profound Dharma practice, if one's mind, the quality of one's mind does not remember impermanence, then, you know, even engaging in such a profound Dandric system, that practice does not become Dharma. But if one remembers death and impermanence, then one's mind is focused, by focusing on the welfare of the next life, and engaging in even a very simple recitation such as the refuge formula, then even though such a practice externally seems very simple, but due to the quality of the mind that remembers impermanence, and therefore focuses on the welfare of this life, even the practice would become
perfect dharma. 내가 사도의 통화 관리자 있나데 통화 침묵 좁도고 아닌데 주 주가 있나 좀 누기를 삼았다. 단예가 와 삼네 아니 단주 누데 예가 와 삼네 때 내려오게 더나 아니 주 주고도 삼나지. 아니 신은 제일 나왔다 메다 와 삼네 그래 단다 단다로 로고도 삼네 이 주제 그래서 다 주 맞이 봐 Dromada, and Dramada, the Zoni, Chungyumada, Yomade, Kozona, and Lawan, and Kaya, the Chuto, Tendrig and the Saki Yoji, and the Tronkar the other, Dromi Dronson the other. Tendre, in the court, Chijon the Bobby, Meletop Chaman, Tendre Chade, and Tendrig into Tendi Chibon and Gogo, no, and Lot the Chimney. 대가노제는 단도년 조제야. 그래도 년조야. 아빠는 돈로대서는 보고 로자. 그래 보고는 조배보나 냐. 아니 또 전원은 제. 아니 제. 다 단도제는 좀 넘다. 그래도 단도 단도야 전원 단도야. 단고만 노제되는 몸보 용이어래. 그래 단도야니 자인 마자에서 넘다. 아하. 그래다 되는 손도 좋아졌어요 하는 거다. tendro, and then chendo, and then the mumbo yung yaro, and the tendrigan, tendi, chano, jibo, jivina, tendrium shigi or it, and the chudria majona, that tendro the chima jumari, tendi in the, and jermuji, tendersome or one, may shazu, sojin to shikins, because sota, shazu de, may sota yores. And then some not that tendon, some not you going into. Choking to she is somebody. But these are no massage table.
So, Missy,
do you know she carries so many? Tammy, no, Misha, so may shut up. 제도 sota chen yin na, me sota re. Yin no, sam no no chen na, na tun lo da chen ma chow.
So, in this way, meditating on this body with the various leisures and opportunity having presenting great meaning, then by recognizing the potential of such a rebirth, understanding that this is excellent basis physical basis for Dharma practice is achieved only this one time, and therefore one must only practice the Dharma. So, and understanding that this body, this physical on basis of this body, one can achieve what all of the temporal as well as ultimate meanings or aims. You know, so therefore, if one practices, cultivates the aims of all temporal and ultimate aims on this physical basis, one can achieve that. So by meditating on how this physical body is difficult to obtain, and then so also that understanding, so therefore one needs to practice, you know, on the basis of this, practice the holy Dharma on the basis of this physical, this very, very physical, this very physical basis itself. One needs to practice the Dharma. And also by remembering impermanence, then understanding that one not only needs to practice the Dharma, but one needs to do it right away, you know, this very, starting from this very instant. Then if one does not practice the Dharma, but rather engages in the mere affairs of this life, such as pursuing the mere happiness of this life, trying to avoid or clear away the sufferings of this life alone, then, you know, these are deceptive, these are like the deceptions or lies, you know, in this life that delude oneself from Dharma practice. So if one were to wholeheartedly engage in these alone, then one is no different from animals. In regards that animals also know the various means for achieving the happinesses that they desire. And for example, like the ants and the bees and so forth, even though they are very small creatures and life forms, however, you see them like carrying bits of sand in their mouths and so forth, and then gradually sticking together and building up into a huge anthill or a beehive and so forth. So they have such abilities to make their own nests and fend for themselves and so forth. So even they have such capabilities, you know, it's not something unique to human beings. And so even then, understanding that if we were to engage, you know, to merely spend our lives protecting our loved ones and destroying the ones that we hate, you know, such as keeping our children under embracing our child under our keep embracing our child and then pointing the knife or the dagger outwards, you know. So defending one's loved ones and then protecting one's loved ones and defending from destroying one's enemies and so forth. So in this way, then, you know, one is no different from animals. So it seems that the animals also have such affection and sense of caring for loved ones and destroying enemies and so forth, because you see, like, you know, the birds and so forth, like, sort of like take care of their young under their wings and so forth. And also we've heard the past instances of like animals, you know, having their own congregations, meetings, and then punishing those that did wrong and so forth in their own communities. So even all these such acts, you know, are not surprising within the animal realm, that human beings think that they can do such things, but animals also have such instincts as well. So if we're to merely immerse ourselves in the mere affairs of this life, then what is no different from animals? Suhir Lama Tsongkhapa says that, you know, externally, we look like humans, you know, the human form and physical form and so forth, but internally, our minds, if they are immersed solely in affairs of this life, then our internal minds are no different from the animals.
Yes. Maybe it don't love Chia Yobina, the other she should be Joba Jin, and then do things your money, but not the Chunju. Choji drum, no more, no joke on the dead, and you put on your gun, legend on the Jew, she isn't be shed off. Then I check Cassay Chongyo, Namji, she ain't been very good as that, Jim Muchi, Redad, and all dumb yard. And then Madaba Gomindu, and check Cassay Yungeres, that Lamson, the Jay Caboro. And the check Cassay Chongyo, Lamji, da, jeteno, de chadiore, de yona, ni lam, agijeoci, de mena, ni chu jimeoci, then the indu, jimat chadiore, and then the nendejin in Begore, yes, somebody.
So, here Lama Tsongkhapa, top of page 159, Lama Tsongkhapa says that how this leisure and opportunity for this perfect human rebirth are very important and are difficult to obtain. And so to understand that even though it's very difficult to obtain and it is easily lost and to remember impermanence, that if one has this physical basis, then one has the basis for or the foundation for cultivating the path. You know, if one does not have this, then one is So I'm sorry, Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that the meditations on impermanence, these are the basis. If one is difficult to arise such a form of realizations within one's own mind streams, if one does indeed give rise to such realizations, then it becomes a foundation, excellent foundation for cultivating the path in the Dharma practice. If one does not have such a foundation, then it's difficult to give rise to realizations along the path.
Namje Jimin Begu, the Bodo Vishan, Asian Nonsa, Metal Command, the Rang in the Nyendra, the Yonzi, as was in the Noah Kusan, Ronji, when you remember, say part of the Chijan, Ruashin, Chumi, but Chijo Charmi, and the center of Macha, the door. Then Lola Machi, but the Chitanji, the Long Garden, and the Guayin, so. In Marada, Bodo Vion. Metabago Mate, Rene, Sendinonke, Noa Sea, Tela, and Metabago Mate Chores, Congeon, and the Noa Sea Tela, Metaban de Ron Gongios, and the Gomne, Sendi, Redanijin Coyo, and the Togu, the Noa Tamji Pasa, and the Jesus in it, and the Nyeje koyo, ta sokon, nyamde roya meba, rong chibo, njide paru de, ta chejin roya, njobon roya, sunghi mare. Tendeje roya shiba jin ugare, smetab jena. Tendeje yende, tiga su penba, ni, chuma to, meba yende, ni, sendele macha bache yungi dos. Tan dem, jude machi je paru de, chu tamje, rata, ni jude machi ba de, ni, sende nonge, shenbe onen ro. That's on that choosing dog. In the Juna Machi, but the Chu comes to the Nam Khan in the Guayas somewhere.
So, the bottom of page 159, then here, Angeshe Potawa, here refers to the term appearance and exclusion. And here he makes a reference of that to his own meditation on impermanence, in that by meditating on death and impermanence, that he's able to exclude all the appearances of this life from his own mind. You know, in this way, that by excluding all the appearances of this life and engaging Dharma practice, so he does so by through meditation on death and impermanence, and coming to an understanding that at the time of death, you know, whatever it may be, whether it is one's acquaintances, friends, relatives, wealth, possessions, body, and so forth, all of these would be left behind, and one would not be able to bring them with oneself. One goes to the next life alone, without anything. So at this point of time, arriving at this understanding and recognition, and then from there, understanding that whatever is of any benefit, you know, at the time of death is only one's practice of the Dharma. You know, so in this way, by meditating in such a way, you know, to enter the Dharma practice. So here it says that until this arises in your mind, the path of all teachings remain blocked. So the reason of that is that if one does not arise the thought of death and impermanence, so then prior to such arisal of such death and impermanence realization, then all of the affairs of all the actions or activities that one engages in, you know, would be mixed with the attachments to the appearance or the affairs of this life, appearances or affairs of this life. So therefore, all the practices or activities one engages in does not actually become Dharma.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 동보체 가원어 된데 용배 갑나 그랬다 지로네 아니 요자지 말아래 아니 동보체 가세 전데 다 로자도 제 제도 삼마리 로자 고마이나 제암도 삼마지 요 아니나요 아니 샤샤나 소사도 좀지 사는 남만 소한데 다 롱이 니르지 고마이나 늦으세야데 대가 롱자 대장 말이 건조가 될지 아닌데
So here, Lama Zopama further quotes from Geshe Towa, in which it says that, you know, when one is initially cultivating the path to achieve realizations, you know, one may be discouraged and think that, you know, one would not be able to achieve such realizations. It seems to be an insurmountable feat. And then one thinks that for the next, you know, even if one tries for 100 years, one would not be able to achieve such realizations. One may be discouraged in such a way. However, if one engages in intense practices of accumulating the collections of merit, and as well as purifying the various obscurations, so practices accumulation and purification, and making fervent requests to the deity inseparable from one's spiritual master, one's guru, and in this way, one, since all composite phenomena are not static, you know, in the sense that they are prone to change, so there is these, if a combination of such factors, then there is a chance, you know, of these changes bring about changes to achieve realizations.
Yes. So
초에 마토바스 세상이 말이네 넘어도 야부 검세 숨이요.
So here at the bottom of 159 then again there is this Vaikarama master called Gamapa. So here here is a dialogue between he and his student. So when he was giving a what seems here to be an experiential teaching to his students. So what happens during experiential teaching is that the Lama or the Guru imparts instructions, the verbal instructions to the disciple, subject topic by topic, step by step, during the experiential commentary, and then make the direct the disciple to enter into meditation on that topic. And so in order to achieve, to let the student achieve realizations within the mind stream, and prior to the realization, only after the realization has arisen in the mind stream of the disciple does the Lama move on to the next topic in terms of the teachings and instructions that are being imparted to the student. So here the student is sort of requesting the master Gamapa to move on, to the next topic of meditation. So obviously here in this case the disciple had not achieved a realization with regards to death impermanence. So the master Gamapa, when he came to see the master Gamapa, he taught exactly as he did before with regards to this topic. And so when he finished teaching, then the disciples asked him, could you please teach the next topic? So the master Gamapa then refused that you should, there's nothing more, you should remain on the same object of meditation or focus as before. Yes.
Lujona, Archibaji, Gomshi, Majona, Tawazon, Jimsinga, Chitan, Tambar, Zona, Susatuba, Jenda, Batara, Sendi Chavan, and the Yi, Madoga, but the Yona, Yonda Gomber Chavo, Imberta, Ludrione, Lujona, Nar Jibojine, and the Lindoda, Tenjida, Tendig, Long Mombodro, Tendigin, Sheva Noji, Gom, Cassine, Tigas, Jo Mendona. And it's a awesome Jim Zingo, then, Susilo, that some sort of song, gombor is. You do it, and the gom, and the job, and the way only on the gomba, send the noggy chava tamji, Sosa Chibala, Jane Tawada, Tang, Sosa Chinodu, Sosa Jane Tayo, something got so young, Mama. In the send the noggy chava tamji, a ten no yinji, Rita Yi Malog Padu, Yoni on the Gongwa.
So here Namazongkhapa exhorts the readers to meditate. It says here at bottom of 159, if your mind is fit, meditate in accordance with what I'm explaining above. So if one has the fitting mental capacity, one should meditate in an extensive way in accordance with all the various scriptural and sutra quotations, that are being cited in such a way. And if one is unable to do so, then one should take any what is appropriate or fitting to one's mind amongst the nine reasons and the three roots, and using these to meditate upon death and impermanence. So it says here that one should meditate over and over again until one's mind has turned away from the affairs of this life without any sense of attraction to it. So here Lama Tsongkhapa describes his affairs of this life as wearing similar to adorning oneself with ornaments while one is being led to execution ground. So if one is being led to execution ground, no matter how much one dresses up oneself with ornaments and so forth, there's not a single trace of pleasure or happiness with regards to that. So until one's mind is able to see the affairs of this life to be as such. Yes.
Yamne
So here, Nama Tsongkhapa says that with regard to the teachings up to the present point, the topics on relying on the spiritual master, the precious human rebirth, and with the various leisures and opportunity, as well as the death and permanence, all these teachings, one should apply them, for one's mind. For example, when one is meditating on proper reliance on the spiritual master, then all the teachings that one finds in the sutras and scriptural quotations and so forth, when we see that these, when we come across such teachings talking about such content, then immediately one should recognize that such teachings should be used to apply to one's own meditation on proper reliance in the spiritual master. And when one is when one is meditating on this section of this leisure and opportunity and using such precious human rebirth, then anywhere in the teachings in the Buddhist scriptures that we see lines and verses and so forth that talk about such content, immediately we should recognize that to be instructions for meditation and use that, apply that in one's meditative practice. And also when one is meditating on impermanence, then recognizing the content of impermanence when one sees it in the scriptures as well, and then using that to add on to one's meditation, to support one's meditation on death and impermanence, to understand that such and such lines show the meaning, such lines and verses in such and such texts show the meaning, point out the meaning of impermanence, the way of meditating impermanence, apply it to one's practice in such a way. So if one does so in such a way, then one will easily, he says here, easily achieve or find the intent of the conqueror. One understands the intention of the Buddha very easily. And so here it refers to the lower ends of the path, meditational path, and one should practice in such a way. And likewise, when one does so, one is cultivating the path of the middling and the greater capable being, one should also apply it in such a manner, and also use whatever scriptural quotations that is of relevance to the subject of meditation to apply that to one's meditational practice. Yes.
Jite chima chidan yuwa rohani lezu samba ne Tehdan yodin chiva nengebe Tsenden de deno me la Shive odin yon me dimen rohwa chiva no guso Tenyon rohani ne jindu chisa mebe Den rohwa ngen ru chiva yino Tehdan de chiva na rohani mebe Leji jingun je yinbechir Lega kanna ke chidan kuma jindu chiva joro Tehdan na dangi sondu jindu chindu wa chidu Joro nyamdu ngen ru dungar sambar chate Gombolu dhubje randu saji rohani Nyamani ma chichi trikum da ke chiva yida ta jo chima Mombi dungar rama Chosong Daji Chambar Cha, Di Jun Nambu, De Ju Chi, Togan Tani Mi Yip, Di Tup Di Sun, Yisun, Rab Di Tren Di Chibar Cha, Shi Sun Bi Che Ro, Yimbari. Tan Jidin, Tsuma Chidan Yuvan, Ruwa Ninji, Di Tup Samba Asaya, Di Chi. Tela Tan Chiva Metaba Gom, Tan Chiva Metaba Gom Ne, Chiva Ngiba, Nam Ji Ngime, Yindu, Tan Tsendit Dano Yomari, Shin Rogo Riz. Tan Shivi Jisa Kanda Sin Rogo Riz, Na, Shivi jizu ni dendro tong yendro ni lel yen dro sa mewa chi. Da dendro tong yendro nro ya te yon leji jingon jing chi. Ma to rong damga chi ni dro sa mewa chi. Da rong damga chi ni dro sa chi yon na da yendro ma nro ni yon kumarwa dendro ma to. Yindu da lenyon ji jingon ji song za leka na ki jizu rong ri. Zi leka na jizu rong yendu Rita, Marozo, Lekana Nigan,
아제와 토마메바니 메게와 곰데요 인두 메게와데 쇼치아레데요 레다 메게와데 쇼치아요와다 곰바치아요와다 응원제바다 아다 아테네 몽보지 게 집에 채나 레다 메게와데 곰바치 레제바지 곰바치 텐데가 오게 파지와 나 무게 내 무게만 수 있다고 하던 게 되면서 나오지 자들 이제 다 가서 저서 매 파지와 파무지는 맨날 담아만이 소용지 되나 소주지만 파지기 방향으로 이제 매 파지와 담아만이 소 무게에서 조대요 텐데 이제 파지 방향으로 그래서 말 되는 이제 알아서요
So here, then we move on to the next section on page 161. At the bottom, then we come to the section on contemplating what occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings. Then when we're meditating on death and impermanence, then we come to our understanding that death is certain, one cannot escape death, and not only that, but that the time of death is so uncertain, one never knows exactly when it will come. So understanding that we do not have much time to remain in this life, that death will come to us very swiftly, when eventually you have to move on to the next life. And so then one considers, the prospects of rebirth in the next life and understands that there are only two places that one can go to. Either one is born in a happy rebirth or a miserable or a lower rebirth in the lower realm. So in this case, there's no other option than these two. Which of these two situations one is born into is decided by the factor of our karma. It's not decided by the factor of conscious decision or a personal choice. If we could decide our rebirth a personal choice and intentional decision, then nobody would end up in the lower realms. Nobody would choose to be born in the lower realms. So therefore, our karma, our white and black karma is positive, and our virtuous and non-virtuous karmas then follow us after our death when we move on to the next life. So then we know that these factors of white and black karma affect us, decide our rebirth. Then we go on to contemplate the fact that we, since beginning this rebirth up to the present moment, we have a strong affinity or conditioning by our delusions. Our afflictive emotions condition us or great familiarity with non-virtuous actions. Therefore, due to this strong affinity to non-virtue, then we create very strong or powerful non-virtuous karmas. And so at the time of death, of these two karmas, whichever is stronger, positive or negative, then decides the type of rebirth that we take in the next life. So due to it, by reflecting that there is strong affinity with non-virtue, then it is most likely that the negative karma will be more powerful at the time of death, and one will have stronger affinity or familiarity with such karma. And so, as mentioned in previous teachings, one of the quotations has said that most people engage in negative actions, and so most of us, most go to the lower realms. Most of us go to the lower realms. So therefore, remember such high chances or possibility of being reborn in the lower realms. Then one needs to contemplate that, how would the lower realms be like if one were to be born into such a state. And then, contemplating the various sufferings of the lower realms. Yes.
Reda, legend of Jinzo Tela, and the Lekanani,
아니 내 간데 제가 요나 아니 제가 된 거는 매 그거를 대제되는 나서 대고 먹게 왔지 와대 차대요로 근데 얘와 공화서 제가 나 다 계승원도 줬나 근데 개와도 수 있다야 근데 레데 나서 오늘 대전도 먹게 와 공리체에서 언니도 제가 때 다 계승 좀 가고 근데 차대야 언니도 응해서 제안해 대로 다 된대 다 아니 공바체 중요나 아니 공체시다 아니 문제비 오나 공체 받을 대부분은 민체 받을 된대 연도에는 공바체 중에는 몇 개와 공바체 되어래 아니 공체 받을 도망에 받는 몇 개와 공대여래 된대 체도 대부분은 중요하게 주신 강가 손대여래 다 된대 손대여도 당연히 손제와 타초이야 아니 근데 다녀와서 제와니나 아니 냐비 동안 소토하면
So therefore, understanding then the karmas, white and black karmas that we have created, you know, then all these karmas will decide the kind of rebirth we take in the next life, and depending on which of the virtuous or non-virtuous karmas is stronger, then that decides which rebirth that we take. So we have stronger affinity with a negative karma. You know, we spend a lot of time engaging in negative actions, creating negative karma. So in under normal circumstances, we have greater affinity with such negative states of mind. So then at the time of death, obviously it's difficult, at the time of death, it's difficult to arise virtuous minds, you know, to bring about a positive rebirth, to affect our rebirth to direct into a positive direction. So at the time of death also depends on, you know, what one is more familiar with, has more affinity with, then that kind of karma will ripen first, you know, at the time of rebirth. So since we have such huge affinity in negative karma, then that surely that negative karma will ripen or manifest first at the time of death, and then lead rebirth, you know, one to also be reborn in the lower realms. So it's almost definite or certain that we will be born and in any of the lower realms, especially the hell realms, you know. So now we go to the details regarding hell realms and to contemplate whether we can actually bear such sufferings if we were to be born there.
La.
Yes.
So there's a close nearest and then the closest kitchen.
Yes.
So depending on which karma is heavier, then that karma will ripen first. And also depending on which minds are arisen at the time of death, then those minds, for example, as you mentioned before, the minds at the time of death are more important, are very important because they can affect our rebirth in our next life. So therefore, we need to, since we have huge affinity with non-virtuous actions, then one would be able to, you know, one most likely would be born to the lower realms. So due to such these factors, then one would be, it is most likely one is, would be born in the lower realms. So these three conditions are present within us.
The quotation is that
So then, at the top, page 162, then here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the protector Nagarjuna, which it says here that one should reflect daily, you know, on the hell realms, the suffering of the hell realms, both the hot and cold realm, hell realms, and also reflect on the suffering of the hungry ghosts, that they are extremely emaciated by hunger and thirst, and also reflect on the suffering of animals, being overcome by stupidity, and so forth. So by reflecting on these sufferings of the lower realms every day, on the sufferings of the lower realms, then one would be able to generate fear towards, you know, being born in such a state. Then one would have this fear would inspire oneself to abandon or eliminate the causes of rebirth in such realms, which is non-virtuous creation of non-virtuous karmas. So then with regards to those that are created, then one would be, one would gladly or happily engage in practices of purification, compassion and purification, to purify them as well as restraint from future negative non-virtuous actions. So here, then Nagarjuna says that this human body in this world is difficult to obtain. You know, so therefore, one should stop using this body to create the causes of rebirth in the lower realms. But one should not only that, one should diligently engage in actions to cultivate the causes for rebirth in the happier realms, and to diligently, with one's intelligence, to generate great joy and diligence in such practices. Yes.
Indeed, huh? 나도니 나 냠네 제요 선네 사고 된데 제요 봐 내나요 나도 팬 제주다 예 송이 동안 고냐 소전냐와 지비 냠도 다 사고만 넣으시는 소소 냠와 봐인 바고 아니 동안 용와 고 된데 제요이나 사고만 내죠 내가 냠와 고마데 팬 제요레스 송이요.
So in general, we engage in different tantric practices, the practices of secret mantra, such as visualizing deities and reciting mantras and so forth. So here, in this case, it is said that it is more beneficial at this moment, at this current time, of our status in the path, our position in the path, to meditate on the suffering of the lower realms, such as evil gone realms, such as the suffering of the hell realms, to meditate on oneself experiencing, as a human being experiencing the sufferings of the hell realms, to visualize oneself experiencing, as a hungry ghost being and experiencing the suffering of that realm and animals and so forth. So it is said, to meditate in such a way at this current point of time in our practice, to meditate in such a way is even more beneficial than meditating
On days. Choose a rogue on it. The anointing is only the man, the cobalt is only the man, trainer, tell a young no machiavachi. And it, I go by in a yo, tarbiju and rogue on it. In do any, choose a royal teller, metapa compoyat. Tarbiju and royal teller, covidunga compoyat. Attend the child you do, mona, metapa down, and the donga goya, the cage you child.
So therefore, if one meditates, meditating on impermanence and death is very important at the beginning stages of the path. If one more important than recitations of deities and so forth, if one were to engage in meditations on tantric deities and recitations of mantras and so forth, without that practice being filled with the meditation or the thought of death and impermanence, then that practice will be merely limited to the affairs of this life alone. One's mind engaging in such practice then is restricted to the affairs of this life, and therefore the practice that one engages in does not become pure dharma. So if one does not meditate on the sufferings of cyclic existence and engages in daily practices, then even that daily practice will not become a cause for liberation from cyclic existence, because one does not generate renunciation towards cyclic existence by meditating on its suffering nature. So therefore, in the beginning of the path, it's very important in order for our practice to become pure dharma, one needs to meditate on death and impermanence, and in order for our practice to become a cause to become a cause to become a means for liberation from cyclic existence, one needs to meditate on the suffering nature of cyclic existence. Yes.
내가 고가지다 제발 그 연두 동화 공부는 신은 내 제대 내다 론이 동화 좀 설명을 소삼나네 인중이 맞아도 두고 도바다 동화도 무게 두번 돈에 되던이 치 신은 좀 봐도 동화 면도 비네 대화도다 대요 개변 두번 돈에 개화 두고 가와다 랑이 냐나 봐네 예년나냐 인제 제와 다 고가네 일종의 타바다 돈에 제와도 동화 진정이 점도 쇼라고서 연내전에 도마진 집이 넘친 보고 말이다 누가 고민할 때 대고마이나 대나대네 냠내 몸부진 거래 이제 냠내전에 도마지 대는 뒤에들이야 세다 이게 넘기서 넘치기서 뭐 차대요 그래서 소송인 거래 대형이 단다 로니 고와도 동아 고와도 계속 동아가 나서삼 아, 근데 동아 점점은 통한데 삼나 통연도 안에 되게 조시제. 일 조시 그래. 인종제 그래. 인종제 연도 로다 나자다 근데 샘 킹비 넘버제도 조비 센터로 와. 얘도 나자다 근데 차요 그래. 선발해. 당아 되네. 나 동아데 동아지 나서 삼 로니 동아지 나바데 하고이나 동아데니 무게벤데버지 동아데 무게벤데버지인데 나 동아데 멘도나 아니 무게벤체지요 말이 있으니 무게벤데 신은 젠바데 용용그래서 다 동아 만도아이나 대반도구요리 대반도구요나 데비지요 개와도구요리 인데 개와도바다 가와데 용그래서 대마제니 로니 동아지 나와나 인종지 Mendoban nonji, Jen Simje, Jenyo, Dongan Mendoban Nanda, then the Yinza, Jenji Donga Travaji Chong, Sambi, Ninja Jangre. That Donga Sam Yundu Gona, Dongan and Jeji Rabbit Loche. Dongan and Jeji Rabbit Loche Yundu, that Tele Chongage Chona, Sambi Japs in Doda. And the Gunjo the Japs in Rowan Yungre. Then the Yindu and Yamnejin Chimbujitan didn't do the Yas summer.
So here, middle 162, Namasanghava says that meditation on suffering, you know, by depending on meditation on suffering, such a topic as suffering, then following that, you know, by depending on that practice, and many other practices follow. So it's here described as a great summary that includes many of these and many other key points. You know, the meditation on death and impermanence meditation on suffering is sort of like a great summary that summarizes the essential points of other practices. So in general, when one is meditating on the various sufferings of psychic existence, one comes to have a sense of disenchantment or a sorrow to its psychic existence and generates and thereafter gives rise to a feeling or a sense of renunciation towards psychic existence. And such disenchantment and renunciation is extreme beneficial in subduing or relinquishing our arrogance and pride, you know, when one is engaging in practice, our arrogance and pride. So therefore, by thinking of suffering as psychic existence, for example, reflecting on one's own suffering, then one can understand that, one can see that this suffering is the ripening result, is the direct result of non-virtue, you know, having engaged in non-virtuous actions. Then understanding that since one does not desire the results of suffering, then one needs to abandon non-virtue. You know, so one needs to restrain oneself from engaging in non-virtue, so that one happily enters into practice of restraint for non-virtue. Since one does not desire suffering, one desires happiness. If one desires happiness, then one actively is inspired to understanding that the result, that happiness can only come about as a result of engaging in virtue. One should engage in virtuous practices. Then one happily goes about and cultivating virtue. So not only that, you know, by thinking of one's our own suffering, then understand one generates renunciation towards one's own psychic existence, one aspiring to be free from one's own psychic existence. But also when one is able to meditate on the sufferings of others as well, and when one is doing so, one understands that others, like oneself, you know, desire happiness, to not desire suffering. So therefore, one generates the compassion, the mind of compassion, that desires to liberate all sentient beings from the sufferings of psychic existence. So in this way, then also meditation on suffering, one will eventually come to generate the mind that is fearful of suffering, one's own suffering. And then one seeks a refuge that can protect oneself from suffering. So again, then this meditation on suffering supports our practice of refuge. So this way, as mentioned above, then meditation on suffering, it becomes a great summary of many social points of practice. It supports our practice of compassion, renunciation, refuge, karma, and so on and so forth. So here, I'm emphasizing on this point. Coming to the lower half of 162, here Lama Tsongkhapa says, again quotes from the various scriptures, here engaging the Bodhisattva's deeds to support his writings, that one should, that such meditations of suffering, you know, has great value or qualities, you know, of inspiring such qualities within us, you know, practices and realizations. So a person who has such meditations of suffering is considered has to have great qualities, in that, as mentioned before, in the eight worldly dharmas, there are four pairs of two opposites, and one of the pair of opposites is that generating joy, being joyful when one experiences bliss and happiness, and not being joyful when one experiences suffering. So this is the general attitude of worldly people. When they're being possessed by such an worldly dharma attitude, then they're joyful of happiness or pleasure, and unjoyful or unhappy about the lack of happiness or lack of pleasure or the regards to suffering. So in this case, then we understand, however, for the Dharma practitioner, so this is brought about due to the mind that is being attached to the affairs of this life. Then in the case for Dharma practitioners, it's the exact opposite, in that they generate joy towards suffering and do not take joy or pleasure in general happiness, you know, or pleasures. So therefore, in this way, the reason being that if one experiences pleasure, then there is a danger of arising arrogance and pride, you know, towards oneself, and also looking down on others, you know, discriminating against others when one is in a state of pleasure. Then also one does not arise the mind desiring to engage in virtue, you know, to create the causes of more causes of happiness in the future. So if one has a mind, you know, however, if one experiences suffering and the mind meditates upon that, then one comes to generate a sense of disenchantment or sorrow, and then that further propels oneself to abandon the causes of suffering, which is non-virtue, and to engage in cultivation of the causes of happiness, you know, which is virtue.
Yes.
So due to this fact, the outlook of the worldly or the secular person as opposed to a religious or a Dharma practitioner are contradictory opposites in terms of their outlook or view towards life. So due to these reasons mentioned above, then the outlook or the view of worldly people and Dharma people are in opposites, they contradict each other. So in general, so due to these reasons, understanding that the causes, you know, through meditation and suffering, then understanding that one has to abandon the causes of suffering, which is non-virtue, and to cultivate the causes for happiness, which is virtue, then one actively engages in such practice for the benefit of it. And then, so there's a saying that if one does not die today, so there's a Tibetan saying that if one does not die within a month or two, then one should act for the benefit of future lives. And if one does not die within a year or two, then one should act for the benefit of the other. To cultivate the long-term happinesses of, in which case it refers to abandoning a cycle existence, to not have to take rebirth again in future lives, so-called future lives, in the future.
So please,
by teaching you to listen to actual practice.